Our memory verse this week is Genesis 28, verse 15. Let's stand and let's say it together. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Amen. You may be seated. What a promise. And if we take that not only for who it was written to right there at that time in Genesis, we can also take it for today. Because this is what the Lord is saying to us and can quicken to our hearts even today. Behold, I am with you. Is he with you this morning? Do you feel that he is with you? He is with you. And will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And this was an interesting verse to research, because almost every word there isn't a translation for. It's just blank. You click on one and it's blank. You click on the next one and you think, oh my gosh, something's wrong with word search. I even went into it again to be sure that, you know, I had it up there installed right or something. But I click, 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 click. And nothing. But what is defined is the word keep. Blank, 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 blank. Keep thee. What is he going to do as he keeps us? It's shamar. It's a primitive root. And it means to hedge about. To hedge about even as with thorns. To protect us. To guard us. To attend to us. He's doing all these things for us. To be circumspect about us, watching and being careful, to take heed unto us, to keep us, to look narrowly and observe us, to preserve us, reserve us, and save us. Yeah, I kind of like that. And I would like him to just take care of that instead of me. Remember when I talked about the basket when I preached about 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks ago? And we get so busy doing all this. It's kind of nice to know that he does this for us, right?
Amen.
He takes care of us. We don't have to keep carrying those heavy loads if we just trust and believe what the Bible says about us, that we are indeed new creatures in Christ and that he is taking care of us. So if we would, what a countenance change that brings.
For sure.
If you think of everything you got to do to take care of you and la, 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 and honest to goodness, your eyes start drooping and your mouth goes down. But when you think that he's taking care of us, what happens? Something happens to my countenance. I smile and kind of a sigh of relief. And I'm then, you know, when we're like that, we're free to be who God created
That's
us
right.
to be. Is that a nice thought? Do you want to be who God created you to be?
Yes.
Free and delightful for him. Amen. Amen. And then it goes on to say, not only will I keep thee, but I'm not going to leave you until I've done what I said I was going to do for you. Well, as far as I'm concerned, all the words in the Bible have not been performed yet for me in reality. Have they for you? In reality. In the spirit, maybe. But in reality, there's still a little work to be done. And it says that he's not going to leave us. And what does that mean? Well, that one, again, that word, click, 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 and the screen came up with stuff on it. It means azab. And it means to loosen. He's not going to loosen me.
That's
He's
good.
Not going to relinquish. He's not going to let me fail.
Excellent.
Ooh. He's not going to forsake me. He's not going to leave me destitute. He's not going to refuse me. I kind of like those promises. Do you,
Beautiful.
Huh? Wow. Beautiful. Let's stand and let's worship this God who says he's not going to leave us. He's going to keep us. Let's be who he created us to be and worship.